Good morning, everybody. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, knowing that everything I want to say this morning is for your honor and glory. I pray, Lord, that you give me the right words. I pray, Lord, that this morning, brothers and sisters, listen, Father, of these words of encouragement. I pray, Lord, that you bless everyone this morning. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, everyone, this morning. I was hesitating when Pastor asked me to chair this morning because I've been sick for a couple of weeks. And as you know, every time I start talking, I get hoarse, so I get weak as the days go by anymore. I'm getting old. But I thank God because He's the one who gives us the strength to praise Him and to glorify Him. And it's a great honor for me to take this place of Pastor Steve this morning. I know he's doing a great work in Mexico right now, and I know he loves to be there. And they're right, Elizabeth. But not without you. As I said and mentioned, I picked this word because one, God gave it to me to share with you about the fire from heaven. How many of you light the fire of God in your life? I don't see very many hands, but I believe so. We're not used to raising hands in here, but I like to do that. And I'm not afraid if you say amen. And I'm not scared if you say praise God. I love to say that too. I use it all the time. Amen. Because we get all excited when we go through exercise. How many of you do exercises? How many do run or do any activities, you know? Not very many? Oh my God. I don't either. But I love to do spiritual exercises. They keep us in shape. They keep us going and praising God through the middle of problems, tribulations, and even grief. You know, He's the one who gives us the strength to go through everything. And the reason I use this scripture is because God promised to take the Israelites out of Egypt, where they were slavery for many, many years. And one way or another, we are slaves of sin and problem. When I use the word sin, I'm not accusing of anybody doing wrong things. When I use the word sin, the word in the Greek that says missing the target. And many of us miss the target by pleasing and serving God. The Israelites, they were complaining after God told them that He was going to give them the cloud and the fire to guide them through the whole desert. They were complaining. And when they turned around, they even complained more because the army of the king was coming after them. But God gave Moses something to do. And He gave him a rod. Say, you lift up the rod, and you can do a lot of good things. And one of the things that he did when...
You probably know the story. What happened?
When he raised his arm with the rod, the waters came apart. And what happened? Go ahead, you can help me. They walk across the sea, right? And what happened there? Go ahead, you can, like I said, you can help me. Amen. They followed him and they got all eat out by the water. When we call the name of Jesus, what happened? Things, good things can happen, but we need to start doing those spiritual exercises. Calling the name of Jesus do wonders. Calling the name of Jesus can help us. My word today is a word of encouragement to you. Because our pastor been talking about the heroes. He did a series of sermons about the heroes in the Bible. And don't think because he was preaching on that, on the heroes, I select Moses. But that's something that we need to keep our ears open in the way our pastor trying to direct us. He's trying to encourage us to have a way of seeing the vision that God wants for us in this place. He's talking about Mark. He have a series in Mark, and I didn't want to get into Mark because I love to see in the first chapters the miracles that Jesus did. I love to see miracles. And you know what we're seeing here in the church? We're seeing miracles happening in this place. I see him. You're pretty quiet. But you know, God can work miracles in any place, in any time. Not only on those big churches, not only on the ones that jump up and down like I used to. I used to, honestly. You know, when they were talking about God or praising God or the art, oh my God, I was wild. I was honest. Oh, ask Juanita. She knows me. Juanita, tell him Juanita, I used to climb on top of the chairs. I did. On top of the pews. I used to have the energy to just keep praising and praying and glorifying God. I don't have that energy anymore, but I still have the joy of the Lord in my heart. And you know what? When you have the joy of the Lord in your heart, that is your strength. I get excited when I start talking about how good God is. I get excited when, you know, we just lean on him for almost, or everything, not almost, for everything. Doesn't matter what kind of a trouble you're going through, God gives us the strength to go through. You know, if he promised, you know, if you continue reading in verse 19 of the next chapter, It says that the angel of the Lord was in front of them, guiding them. But now here I am. I'm sorry, but I'm not used to standing in one place when I preach. Oh, thank you. But that's the way I am. And every one of us are different. Every one of us is different to do and to pray and to do everything that God wants us to do. But, you know, God wants to see the whole church together going in one direction. And that's exactly what Richard was trying to illustrate, to go straight. But sometimes in the church, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the way that God wants to do things, everybody wants to go in different directions. Oh, Pastor, if we do it this way, we might get better. If we do it this way, we might get better. Or we might see better results this way. But we need to be together to glorify God and to give us the right direction that God wants us to go. Isn't that the truth? In school, what happened in school if you don't listen to the teacher or the professor? Elizabeth can tell us better, or any teacher here. Right? We don't listen and obey. You get disciplined. But in the church, if they put us in discipline, we leave the church and we go somewhere else. Sorry. Am I stepping somebody's toe? No. I'm telling you the truth. I pastored for 28 years. And I see people coming and go. You know what I told Pastor this week? I love this church, Pastor. I love this church. And I love the people that we have here. We can go further when we work together. We can go the second mile. I want to do a spiritual exercise. Turn your face to your brother next to you and tell him, I love you. Because Jesus loved me first. Can you look it on his face and tell him that? Isn't that good? Does it feel good? It does. I told him my sermon wasn't going to be right there. It's going to be right here. Not here. If you're thinking I'm going to teach you something new, No. It's something that we need to learn. Because, you know, we want to see the fire of God in the right way. We don't want to see the wrath of God. We don't want to see the fire of God in the wrong way. You know, when Moses got the call from God, he was curious. He said, Moses, get the sandals off because the where you're standing It's a holy place. And you know, this is a holy place. When we gather in His name, became a holy place. And God is here. And that's why we need to care and give the glory to God for everything that we do when we come to praise God in this place. There was one song that came to my heart when I was thinking on this sermon or this encouragement. What a mighty God we serve. It's an old song. But don't we have a mighty God? You know, in the Bible, it mentioned many times, it's over 200 times that they use the word fire in the Bible. And they use it in many different ways. But it also talks about the cloud. For example, the cloud, where they were in the service one time, the Shekinah of God came down so thick that there was the presence of God. And I believe the presence of God is here this morning trying to do the work that He has to do in our lives. Amen. And you know, my word this morning is only to encourage you to go forward in the way that God wants us to lead us. I'm so excited. You know, when LJ? Oh, what he's thinking, what he's going to say. I told LJ about 5 years ago that he was going to be singing in the choir or in the group. Remember? And he said, no, I'm never going to do that. Not me. But 2 years ago, I remember this. And I told Rachel that too, in LJ, that God was going to use them with the youth group. Before He started thinking about using them. I don't want to brag about it. Look what He's doing now. I don't want to profess that I have a gift of discernment. I have a gift that I want to use for the glory of God. That's the reason I don't want to stand here too much in this place, because it's not my job. It's pastor's job to encourage you. And it's up to me to lift you up and to encourage you to go forward in everything that you do for the glory of God. It's up to the pastor to teach you, to guide you in a better way. And I don't want to take his place, no. I told him at the beginning, I said, Pastor, I will never do anything to take authority over you in this place. I will never do anything. I will support you and help you to go forward in everything you want to do to edify the church. And that's my position, and it's your position of everyone to support our pastor, to tell him that we can do anything to glorify God in this place. Isn't that the purpose of the church? To glorify God? To see His manifestations? You know, when when the fire of God was manifested, it was manifested for many reasons. And one of the lovely reasons that I see the fire of God is to get his people in fire to serve them. Isn't that the truth? You know, when we see the fire of God, there was a good sign and a good purpose. But God intended to use that column of fire to guide them in the right direction. Say it again. To guide them in the direction they need to go. And every one of us need the fire of God in our lives. And sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes, say it again, we get disappointed because it's not my way. But remember that the Bible says, neither your thoughts or my thoughts, neither my way is your way, said the Lord. So God can do it any way he wants to. They might, you not like it. The way God is doing those things, the way God is doing it, you might not understand it. You know, but I love when I see those illustrations in the Bible, when I see all those stories in the Bible. I would like to believe in the Old Testament. Just to see fire from heaven coming. Ooh. Watch out, it's coming. They'd be alert. But we don't see that fire, those manifestations anymore. So we're walking and doing everything that we like to be doing, getting out of the way, getting sidetracked, getting off track, and getting all the other ways. But God wants to use the Holy Spirit in your life, that fire for God, that joy of God in your life. This week I went to, today is going to be the fourth one. If I go, I think I will go, to a funeral. Young people, all kinds of ages. Our church is going through a very strong grief. We lost a lot of family members of our members, and even myself. I lost my mom a couple months ago. It was very hard yesterday working in my mom's house. And, you know, many of us can go through some different situations in your life, changing things, shifting, but only the God is the one giving you the strength to go through. Only God can give you the strength to go through any difficulties. And I want to say this again. How many of you like to be purified by the fire of God? You can raise your hand. I can bow my head and you can raise it. I don't see you. But I like to be purified by the fire of God. You know, I was reading that he said, I will purify it like the silver with fire. But I'm not going to use fire. But he will purify you. And you can feel the fire of God in your life, in your mind, in your heart, in your everything. to praise Him, to glorify Him, to serve Him. Normally last year I went through a very hard pain of my leg, my back, and I'm still going through. I have pain, but I'm not quitting glorifying and praising God. I just glorify Him because He is our Creator. He's our everything. He died for us. And I would love to see our church more and more of the manifestations that God can do in our lives. How many of you believe that God can do anything He wants to do? Amen. Ooh, praise God. I'm glad we're all in one tune. Praise God, because we know it. Can we be assured of that? Yes. Amen. And you know how we can do that? By being together. I want to close with this. I was going to say a little story at the beginning, but I can say it now. There was a pastor who always used a candy on his mouth. And that day, he just stick his hand in the pocket and grab, put it in his mouth. And every time he finished eating that candy, that was the end of the sermon. But that day, he put a button on his mouth. So he kept talking and talking and talking. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But I want to close with this scripture. Go with me in Acts. I want to see the positive fire. Acts chapter 2. This is another subject, but I'm not going to get there. I just want to illustrate you when the people of God are together. If I read it in Spanish, that doesn't do any good. Maybe for some. Verse 2. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and they filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what they seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest of each of them. And they started speaking in tongues. That was the day of the Pentecost. But I don't want to get there, like I said. But we know when they were together, praising God and glorifying God and asking God. God can do wonderful things. And before that, the people, they see the Lord. They were standing all looking to heaven in a cloud that Jesus was taken. And one of the apostles said, hey, you people, what are you looking at there? The same way that Jesus went to heaven, He will come down again. So church, are you prepared to wait for the Lord? We better be in fire for Him. We better be in fire for Him. Because He's coming. When? It's not to me to tell you when. Because I don't even know the day or the hour. But it's up to Him. Then He better cut us in fire for Him. Praising God and glorifying God. Let me tell you, and I'm going to close with this for sure. And I pray that our God of mercy, our God of love, and I want to say this last thing. Would you like to put your problems, your troubles, your situation in God's fire so he can burn it away, take it away, and present it to him? Would you like to pray with me? Whatever you might need might be, whatever your trouble might be, whatever your situation might be, put it in God's fire so he can take it away. And in return, he give you the fire of joy for him. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, you know everyone and individual what we're going through, what we need, our problems, sickness, infirmities. Father, whatever it is, we put it in the fire to consume, Father, to destroy it. And your blessings, Father, be in our life. And the fire of the joy of the Lord, it can be in our hearts. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.